Hi everyone, this is Sandra coming to you live from the Colicast studio. On our third Colicast, we will be sharing with you our Fortunately Unfortunately poems. I hope you enjoy the broadcast. I'm going to start the broadcast by reading you my poem. Fortunately, I had a soccer game today. Unfortunately, it was raining. Fortunately, they let us play. Unfortunately, we lost the game because I slipped. Fortunately, we had a pizza party after. Unfortunately, the pizza wasn't good. Fortunately, I knew they had ice cream there. Unfortunately, the machine was not working. Fortunately, they had a game area. Unfortunately, my game was closed. Fortunately, they had another fun game there. Unfortunately, I ran out of tokens. Fortunately, the coach brought cupcakes. Unfortunately, he didn't have enough. Fortunately, I'm beginning a new season. I hope you enjoyed my poem. Now here's James with his poem.
Hi, I'm James, and this is my poem. Fortunately, it was Sunday. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to do anything. Fortunately, I had a good book. Unfortunately, I'm a Puritan. Fortunately, I didn't have to work. Unfortunately, I was bored. Fortunately, I ran to get my dog. Unfortunately, I got spanked for running on the Sabbath. Fortunately, the pain went away. Unfortunately, I got spanked again with a belt. Fortunately, after I got spanked, I wanted a sandwich. Unfortunately, we were out of meat. Fortunately, we had peanut butter. Unfortunately, we were out of jelly. Fortunately, tomorrow is Monday.
Thanks, James, for that cool poem about Puritans. I'm Michael, and here's my poem. Fortunately, I was halfway to my grandma's. Unfortunately, I ran out of gas. Fortunately, there was a gas station nearby. Unfortunately, they were out of gas. Fortunately, they got more gas. Unfortunately, I spent my money on a lotto ticket. Fortunately, I won the lotto. Unfortunately, my taxes were higher. Fortunately, I had more money to pay for it. Unfortunately, I was tired. Fortunately, I got to my grandma's. Unfortunately, tomorrow is Monday. Fortunately, we didn't have school for the week.
Hi, I'm Amy. Here's my poem. Fortunately, it was Friday. Unfortunately, I had school. Fortunately, I have no homework. Unfortunately, I have tests. Fortunately, the day went fast. Unfortunately, I had to run. Fortunately, I saw an ice cream truck when school ended. Unfortunately, he wasn't working. Fortunately, he then opened. Unfortunately, his ice cream melted. Fortunately, he gave me a chocolate bar. Unfortunately, it was rotten. Fortunately, I was finally home. Unfortunately, I have to do chores. Fortunately, I was then done. Unfortunately, I had to walk the smelly dogs. Fortunately, tomorrow will be a better day.
Thanks, Amy. Great poem. I'm Kennedy, and here's mine. Fortunately, I got to eat peanuts on a plane. Unfortunately, I fell out the plane window into a lake, and I couldn't swim. Fortunately, I fell right next to a boat. Unfortunately, it was a pirate ship. Fortunately, they let me join their crew. Unfortunately, I was the only one working. Fortunately, I learned how to swim and escape during the night. Unfortunately, after I got away, I was out in the desert. Fortunately, I got into the shade of the woods completely unharmed. Unfortunately, the woods were inhabited with dangerous creatures. Fortunately, I met my friend Aragorn and Sapphire, his dragon. Unfortunately, her wing was injured and Aragorn couldn't heal it with magic. Fortunately, we got out of the forest and Sapphire's wings had healed. Unfortunately, they were headed the other way. Fortunately, Aragon was my best friend, and he took me home.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anne Marie, and here's my Fortunately Unfortunately poem. Fortunately, it was Sunday, and we got to go to the Carlsbad Resort. Unfortunately, it was a really, really, really long drive. Fortunately, we stopped at Taco Bell. Unfortunately, they were all on break. Fortunately, there was a Burger King across the street. Unfortunately, they ran out of onion rings. Fortunately, when we got to the resort, I saw an ice cream stand. Unfortunately, they only had vanilla. Fortunately, all my favorite toppings were available. Unfortunately, my parents said no. Fortunately, I knew how to drape two towels over my head to look like I was someone else. It almost worked. Unfortunately, I got caught. Fortunately, I bought a bag of cookies from a vending machine. Unfortunately, when I took a dip in the pool, my brother Roman ate them all. Fortunately, I got some donuts and ate them all before anyone else could.
Hi, Anne Marie. I really liked your poem. I'm Bob, and this is my poem. Fortunately, today was my birthday. Unfortunately, I was sick. Fortunately, I was well enough that my friends could come over. Unfortunately, I had to go to a doctor's appointment. Fortunately, the appointment was short. Unfortunately, we had to go pick up the cake after that. Fortunately, we got there amazingly fast. Unfortunately, they got our order mixed up with someone else's. Fortunately, we solved the cake problem fast. Unfortunately, they were out of ice cream. Fortunately, there was an ice cream shop nearby. Unfortunately, the only flavor they had left was raspberry. Fortunately, all my friends liked raspberry. Unfortunately, I hate raspberry. Fortunately, I had a good time at my party anyway.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brianna. I am doing a poem. I hope you enjoy it. Fortunately, it is Saturday. Unfortunately, I had to go to the dentist. Fortunately, I got a bouncy ball before I left. Unfortunately, I bounced it and it bounced away. Fortunately, Mom said we could go to the Dollar Tree. Unfortunately, they had no bouncy balls. Fortunately, they had candy. Unfortunately, they had my favorite kind of candy. Fortunately, they had my second favorite type of candy. Unfortunately, my mom forgot her purse. Fortunately, she had her credit card. Unfortunately, their ATM was broken. Fortunately, Mom said we could make cookies at the house. Unfortunately, we had no cookie dough. Fortunately, it was almost time for bed. Unfortunately, Mom said just to go to bed. Fortunately, tomorrow will be a better day.
Cool poem, Brianna. Hi, I'm Issa, and here's my poem. Fortunately, I went to the mall with my friend and her mom. Unfortunately, we had no money. Fortunately, we went to the bank to get some money. Unfortunately, they've been robbed. Fortunately, we went to another bank and got money. Unfortunately, we couldn't go to the mall because someone stole our car. Fortunately, the security guards got our car back. Unfortunately, the guy got away. Fortunately, we went to the mall. Unfortunately, my favorite store was closed. Fortunately, we got a smoothie. Unfortunately, the smoothie tastes like carrots. Fortunately, I got a new outfit. Unfortunately, the pants fell off when I tried it on and I couldn't return it. Fortunately, I still got to sleep over at my friend's house.
Hi everyone, I'm Davis and I hope you enjoy my poem. Fortunately, it was going to be a good day. Unfortunately, I slipped in the shower. Fortunately, I didn't hit my head. Unfortunately, my breakfast was burnt. Fortunately, I ate a breakfast bar. Unfortunately, I was late to baseball. Unfortunately, I got hit in the mouth with the ball. Fortunately, I wasn't bleeding. Unfortunately, practice was over. Fortunately, we had a delicious dinner. Unfortunately, I hit my head on a chair. Fortunately, there's tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Daniel, and I hope you enjoyed my poem. Unfortunately. Fortunately, today is my birthday. Unfortunately, there was no cake. Fortunately, my mom made one just in time. Unfortunately, we were out of icing. Fortunately, everyone liked it anyway. Unfortunately, we did not have extras for seconds. Fortunately, we had lots of games to play. Unfortunately, it started to rain. Fortunately, we had a big house. Unfortunately, some of the games could only be played outside. Fortunately, we made up fun games. Unfortunately, the party had to end. Fortunately, they all had fun.
Thanks, Daniel, for reading us your poem. Hi, I'm Rachel, and I'm going to read you my poem. Fortunately, today was the 50s hop. Unfortunately, it was after lunch. Fortunately, it wasn't long until lunch. Unfortunately, I was still hungry after I was done eating. Fortunately, there was stuff to eat at the 50s hop. Unfortunately, they didn't have pizza. Fortunately, there were sweets. Unfortunately, they gave me a stomachache. Fortunately, I was still able to dance. Unfortunately, my skirt almost fell down. Fortunately, it didn't fall down. Unfortunately, I tripped. Fortunately, nobody noticed. Unfortunately, I got gum in my hair. Fortunately, tomorrow's another day.
Well, that's it for this Quillicast. Until next time, have a great day. Hopefully you enjoyed our broadcast.